Hello children, welcome you to Ruhunuguru Gedara educational program. I'm Vasana Nadeshani from Regional English Support Center. Thank God. In today's lesson, I'm going to focus your attention on an important area in English grammar, which is reported speech or indirect speech. This is a compulsory grammar area which is checked in GCE O-level examination English paper. Therefore, you should be well aware of how to use the reported speech. My dear children, first of all, we should know why we need to report speeches. We often need to tell others what someone else said or what we said. There are two ways to do this. One is to say the same words and use quotation marks. That is called the direct speech. The other method is to summarize or tell about what someone said. This is called the reported speech or indirect speech. Dear children, secondly, we should pay our attention on the rules applied in changing direct speech into reported speech. Here, first we have to think of the reporting verb or the principal verb. Usually, the reporting verb is in simple past tense, but it can be in simple present tense also. The rules of converting direct speech into indirect speech are based on the tense of the reporting verb. Now, let's have a look at your activity sheet. Dear children, look at activity 1. Turn into reported speech. Under that, you can see there are 5 direct statements uttered by 5 people. Under each, the beginning of the indirect statement has been given for you. Have you looked at the reporting verb of all 5 statements? What is the reporting verb in these indirect statements? Dear children, you can see in all 5 statements, the reporting verb is says, which is in simple present tense. So, when the reporting verb is in simple present tense, how do we turn it into reported speech? Dear children, here, the most important thing you should keep in mind is when the reporting verb is in simple present tense, you do not want to change the tense of the direct statement. But you should pay attention to the pronouns used in the direct statements. Also, the word that can be used as a conjunction in the indirect statement. Dear children, let's turn back for a while. What are the 3 important points in changing a direct statement into indirect statement? When the principal verb is in simple present tense, they are the tense of the sentences. The pronouns in the sentence and the word that. You should keep in mind that the tense does not change. The pronouns change. the word that can be used, but it is not necessary. That's why it is given within brackets. My dear children, now let's look at the first statement given under activity 1. In this, the original speaker is Ruwan. Ruwan's direct statement is, I often read books. When we turn this into indirect speech, as given, it says, Ruwan says that. What is the tense of the Ruwan statement? It is in simple present tense. So, as the reporting verb is in simple present tense, we don't want to change the tense of this statement. But we have to change the pronoun, I. As Ruwan is a male, we have to replace he. Then, the subject of the sentence, I change into he. According to that, we have to change the verb read also. Read has to be changed into reads to keep the subject-verb agreement. So, dear children, now we can write the indirect statement like this. Ruwan says that he often reads books. Dear children, now look at the second statement uttered by Nilu. Nilu's statement is, Nipun understands Japanese. Here the original speaker, Nilu, is telling something about another person, not about herself. Therefore, there is no pronoun used in Nilu's statement. The utterance is in simple present tense. We can use the original statement as it is in the indirect statement also. So, dear children, the indirect sentence for number 2 is like this. Nilu says that Nipun understands Japanese. Let's move to the third statement uttered by Supun. It is, my sister doesn't collect stamps. Here also, the original speaker, Supun, is telling something about his sister, not about him. But we can see the possessive adjective my used in it. The sentence is in simple present tense. So, dear children, when we turn this utterance into reported speech, it is like this. Supun says that his sister doesn't collect stamps. In the fourth statement uttered by Lily, she says something about Mr. Fernando. The sentence is in simple present tense and the pronoun his is used. But we don't want to change the pronoun even, because it does not refer to the original speaker. It refers to Mr. Fernando. So, dear children, it is easy to turn this statement into indirect speech. Lily says that Mr. Fernando is rude to his servant. Lily says that Mr. Fernando is rude to his servant. The last utterance of this activity, which is uttered by Radha, is, I like gardening. Radha's sentence is in simple present tense and also there is a pronoun referring to the original speaker. As Radha is a female, we need to change the pronoun I into she. So, children, the indirect statement is like this. Radha says that she likes gardening. That is the end of our first activity. Before moving to the second activity, we need to pay attention to the rules of changing direct statements into indirect statements. When the reporting verb is in simple past tense, here we need to change the tense of the statement. Pronouns used in it and also the phrases related to time and places also. All tenses are changed into their corresponding past tenses. Now, I'm going to tell you how these tenses are changed and you can note down in brief. When the reporting verb is in simple past tense, simple present tense becomes simple past tense. Simple past tense is turned into past perfect tense. In simple future tense, will becomes would. Present continuous tense is changed into past continuous tense. Past continuous tense becomes past perfect continuous tense. Present perfect tense is changed into past perfect tense. Past perfect tense remains unchanged in reported speech. Also, will be in future continuous tense is changed into would be. And will have in future perfect tense is turned into would have. I think you have noted down the rules I explained. Let's apply them in activity 2. In activity 1, the first statement is uttered by Malshi. The statement is, it's hot. Look at the reporting verb given at the beginning of the indirect statement. It is said, which is in simple past tense. Now, look at the sentence. It is hot. It is in simple present tense. The verb is a be verb. Is as the reporting verb is said, we have to change the tense of the direct statement. That means we have to turn the given sentence into its corresponding past tense, which is simple past tense. The past tense of is, what is the past tense of is? It is was. There is no pronoun used in this sentence. So, dear children, when turned into indirect speech, the statement should be like this. Malshi said that it was hot. Look at the second utterance by Danu. I have done my homework. Here, can you identify the tense of this sentence? It is in present perfect tense. According to the rules, what will happen to present perfect tense in indirect speech? Present perfect is changed into past perfect. Also, the pronouns I and my are used. As Danu is a female, the pronoun I is changed into she. and my is changed into her. So, the indirect statement should be like this. Dhanu told me that she had done her homework. Now, you can write the indirect statements for third, fourth and fifth utterances. They are like this. Amma promised me that she would give me a storybook. Amma promised me that she would give me a storybook. Number four, Renu said the principal that their class teacher was marking the register. Renu said the principal that their class teacher was marking the register. Number five, doctor advised me that I should do regular exercises. Doctor advised me that I should do regular exercises. Dear children, now we are moving to the activity 3, which is based on questions. In day-to-day life, we need to ask questions and report questions asked by someone else to others. Here, we divide questions into two categories. What are they? One type is WH questions. Other type is interrogative questions. Depending on the question type, the way of turning them into indirect speech is different. Dear children, now look at the first question asked by a policeman from a stranger. The policeman's question is, "Where do you live?" What type of question is it? We can see it start with where, which is a WH question. Now, children, can you identify the reporting verb given at the beginning of the indirect statement? It is inquired. So, we can see the reporting verb is in simple past tense. Then, we have to follow the same rules we followed in the activities discussed earlier. But, as this is a question, the word order is changed when it is converted into reported speech. The first part of the indirect statement has already been given as the policeman inquired the stranger. Now, first, what we have to do is add in the WH word to the given part of the sentence. Then, it can be written like this. The policeman inquired the stranger where. Then, think of the tense of the question. It is in simple present tense. According to the rule, a simple present tense should be turned into the simple past tense. We need to turn the question into simple past tense. But not as a question. The word order should be changed as it looks like an affirmative sentence. At the same time, we have to consider the pronoun you as before. As it refers to the stranger, we can apply he instead of you. So, we can write the indirect statement like this. The policeman inquired the stranger where he lived. The policeman inquired the stranger where he lived. Now, you can write the indirect statement for question 2, 3, 4 and 5 following the same way. They can be written like this. Question number 2. Mrs. Buttergoda asked her daughter how she was going to travel to Colombo. Number 3. Teacher asked Ganesh why he had bought that book. Here, there is nothing. We need to pay our attention. You can see the word this in the question. When turning into reported speech, this becomes that. You can find such words and phrases related to time and place and how they are changed in reported speech. The old man wanted to know what the time was. Number 5. Rukshan asked his friend Kasun, who had helped him with his work. Now, have you looked at the question from 6 to 10 under activity 3? You can see those questions do not come under WH questions. What is this category? We call them interrogative questions or yes-no questions. When we report this type of questions, we have to follow a different way than WH questions. Here, we need to apply whether or if, as these questions do not have WH questions. Other rules remain unchanged. Now, dear children, let's try to write the indirect statement of question number 6. The reporting verb is ask, and the question is in simple past tense. As we know, simple past tense is changed into past perfect tense. The pronoun you refer to the secretary from whom the question was asked. So, it should start like this. Mr. Kumar asked the secretary whether. Now we can join the direct question as we did before. We can write it like this. Mr. Kumar asked the secretary whether he had participated in the meeting. Keep in mind that instead of whether, we can apply if. Then the same sentence can be written like this. Mr. Kumar asked the secretary if he had participated in the meeting. Dear children, now you can try to answer question 7, 8, 9 and 10. Question number 7. Chatura asked Sudarshi whether she had got an extra pen. Oh, Chatura asked Sudarshi if she had got an extra pen. Number 8. Grandfather wanted to know whether they would come here. Oh, grandfather wanted to know if they would come here. As I told you before, the adverb here, which indicate the place, has been changed as there. Number 9. Cecil asked his friend whether Miss Anne was teaching in grade 10 then. Dear children, you must understand here also the adverb now, which is related to time, has been changed into then. Number 10. Kusal asked Dinuka whether Mayura had invited him to the party. Oh, Kusal asked Dinuka if Mayura had invited him to the party. Now, we have come to the last activity in our activity sheet. All the utterances given under this activity are imperative sentences in which we don't mention the subject. They may be commands or requests. In this type of sentences, you have to identify the main verb of them. What you have to do is add in the preposition to before the main verb. But sometimes the given sentence may be negative. Then we have to add not to before the verb. Now, let's have a look at the first sentence of activity 4. It is a request made by grandmother. Her direct utterance is, "Please bring me a cup of tea." Here, we have to omit the word please from this indirect statement. The pronoun me refers to the grandmother and it should be changed as her. So, this is how we can write grandmother's request in reported speech. My grandmother asked me to bring her a cup of tea. My grandmother asked me to bring her a cup of tea. Second statement is a command uttered by the principal. Dear students, you can easily identify the verb of this sentence. It is clean. So, we can write it like this. The principal asked the students to clean the compound. The principal asked the students to clean the compound. Third utterance is an advice given by mother to her daughter. The pronoun her refers to the daughter. So, with the given part of the sentence, it can be written like this. Her mother advised her to wash her hands. Fourth utterance is also an advice, but it is something that children should not do. So, here we have to write not to before the verb. Therefore, the indirect statement can be written like this. Uncle advised us not to play football in the garden. The last utterance is an advice given by the teacher. Teacher's advice is don't watch teledramas. The given reporting verb is emphasize. So, like the fourth one, we can write it like this. Our teacher emphasized us not to watch teledramas. My dear children, now we have come to the end of our lesson today. Today, you learned how to write different types of sentences in reported speech. You can find more activities and also the questions given in GCE O-level past papers under the reported speech. Try to complete those activities and practice more on this. I wish you all the best.